studying for the general knowledge test and the air brakes test. There are a few other endorsements that you should obtain immediately after you pass your general knowledge and air brakes test. Many companies will want these endorsements, and the endorsements also help you earn more money in the future and will provide you with increased employment opportunities. The endorsements are as follows. Combination vehicles, doubles and triples, hazardous materials tanker. It's best to study and take these tests immediately following the general knowledge and air brakes tests because all the information is fresh in your mind and you're already in studying mode. Doing these tests later in your career will prove to be more difficult than if you just get them out of the way in the beginning. Once you have your CDL learner's permit, temporary license, it will be time to start shopping for a CDL training school. Schools typically cost anywhere from $1,400 to $2,400, but I have seen some that charge as much as $5,000. I got my training at a local school in Los Angeles for just under $1,000. With any school you are considering, make sure upon completing you will receive a certificate of completion, which is required by most companies. I highly suggest researching on the internet for reviews of any school you're considering. For example, if you're interested in ABC Trucking School, then Google their name like this, ABC Trucking School Scam, and see what shows up. Most schools offer different payment options, including financing. But beware of the schools that overcharge. $5,000 for training is a scam. Plus, if you have to finance $5,000 at today's interest rates, you could easily wind up paying $10,000 after all the payments have been made. Another important thing to consider is the type of truck used by a trucking school to teach you. Some schools only have 6-speed trucks, and this can be a problem because most trucking companies have 10-speed trucks. The difference is like night and day. A 6-speed truck shifts much like a normal car, but with a 10-speed, you have to learn how to double clutch. If you get trained on a 6-speed truck, you could find yourself unable to get the job you wanted because of the lack of knowledge on how to drive a 10-speed. If you don't have the cash or credit for schooling, don't worry. There is another way to get the training needed to pass your driving test and get your permanent CDL. As a last resort, there are some trucking companies that have their own CDL training program. They train you and also hire you after you've passed your final driving test with the motor vehicle department. But make sure you get all the details of your obligation to the company for this training. All of the companies in this situation will have you sign a contract where you agree to work for them for 1 year, and if for some reason you do not fulfill your obligation, then they have the right to collect the cost of the training from you. There are two companies that have better reputations than others, and these two companies are 1. Central Refrigerated, and 2. Gordon Trucking Incorporated. And there are also two companies that do not have very good reputations, and I highly suggest not going to work for them. 1. CR England, 2. Swift. An affiliated school, or... There are many truck driving schools out there willing to train you to get your CDL. However, if they train you and then let you loose, then it may not be your best bet. One main reason why people want to get their CDL is because they want to use it. They want to work. Some schools have a contractual agreement with a trucking company, also known as a carrier, that if you finish their program, then the trucking company will hire you to drive for them. If the school doesn't have such an arrangement, don't give up. My advice next would be to contact some trucking companies that you'd like to drive for and ask them if they would hire you if you got your CDL from said school. Some companies may hire you and some won't. Another option to consider is to look at some of the trucking schools that are affiliated with a trucking company. There are some major trucking companies that have their own schools. This is what I did to start. Once you complete the program, they put you in a truck and you get to start working. This is really nice because then you don't have to apply to several companies to find work. When considering a truck driving school, there are a number of factors that you may want to think about. For one, you may want to look into the pay you could expect. Trucking companies generally pay by the mile. Some companies might be able to give a driver about 2,500 miles a week, but some may only be able to do about 1,800, while I've seen some drivers get to do over 3,000. One way to find out how many miles one can expect each week is to talk to some of the drivers that drive for that company that you're looking into. There may be some blogs on the subject. Lastly, a recruiter can generally tell you how many miles a week you could expect, but be careful. Some recruiters have accurate numbers, while some don't. The amount